Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you're all well. Wanted to go through and do a post. I think it's going to be very, very good for the people that are fairly new to the space, I suppose. You know, most people that have been in crypto for a little while will kind of have an idea as to what I'm saying or about to say and how it all works, more or less. So, yeah, I wanted to go through and basically walk you through your options for banking profits. Of course, when we're trading crypto, we've basically got the easiest options are banking into dollar tether, which keeps it in the market. Of course, dollar tether is not the US dollar. It's dollar tether. We've got an option to bank our profits in Bitcoin, and we've also got the option to bank them in Ethereum. Now, when I say bank profits, I mean, obviously, you can move your money anywhere you like. It doesn't really matter. It's up to you. However, here's the thing. If you're going to be trading dollar tether, Ethereum, and Bitcoin is where the volumes are, and they're your three options, all right? Now, of course, trading against Bitcoin, you'll have more volume because Bitcoin is a big volume play, and it does carry a significant amount of volume over other markets. So obviously this, or not, maybe it's not obvious, but the second biggest market is US dollar tether, which is trading, say, BTC USDT, all right, or, you know, IOTA USDT. So it's the dollar tether pair. So what I'm saying is, if I go long IOTA against US dollar tether, I can view that chart, I can make my trade, and when I close that trade for profit, I bank it back into tether, which means that, you know, I'm not building my Bitcoin stack in that position. Of course, I can, you know, if the trade's setting up on Tether but not on Bitcoin, I can take the trade against Tether. I can bank my profits in Tether. And if I wish to do so, I can then buy Bitcoin with the Tether profits. There are a number of ways to do this. Now, when I do my scans, I typically scan against Tether and against Bitcoin because they are the two volume options, the bigger volume options, and they have the best chart structure. Now, when I talk about chart structure, I'm talking about clean, smooth, trending charts. So if you haven't gone through and done the courses that I produce, then, you know, effectively, optimal chart structure is clean, smooth, flowing, trending charts. There is a bit more to it than that, which is obviously covered in the programs, but that's essentially what we're looking for. A nice chart that doesn't have big gaps. It's not messy and spikes everywhere. And it's got good volume, and that's why I do tend to look at dollar tether, and I look at Bitcoin because they tend to have the least gappy charts and the best chart structure. So that's really important to me. Now, the other thing you've got to consider is this. If you're going long against Bitcoin, okay, and let's say, let's say that Bitcoin's falling, all right, your position, if it's a IOTA against Bitcoin, if IOTA is not falling as hard as Bitcoin, then the trade will move higher because it's IOTA paired with Bitcoin. So one IOTA equals X amount of Bitcoin. If, however, you know, you look at that and Bitcoin's falling, IOTA's rising, you'll be building your Bitcoin stack, but your dollar stack will also not be growing as fast. What I mean is this. If Bitcoin's at 7,000 US, and you go long IOTA against Bitcoin, and Bitcoin falls from 7,000 to 6,500, and IOTA doesn't fall at all, then you will see IOTA gain against Bitcoin, which means if you started the trade with one Bitcoin, you might have 1.2 Bitcoin. So you're building a position in the token you're trading against. Make sense? It's much easier to understand if I talk about, you know, using US dollars. So if I take a trade risk $1,000 and it moves up, gets to my 1-to-1, I close the trade, it's $1,000 profit. Much easier to calculate that and to get your head around that. However, if your objective is to build a stack in Bitcoin because you believe that that long-term Bitcoin will be a very valuable asset class to hold, and you believe that that's your focus is to not pull money out of the markets, but to leave money in the markets and to invest in solid projects that you think has a big future, then that's the way that you would look to trade it. If, of course, you would like to do that against Ethereum, that's another way that you can do it as well. You can look to trade against the Ethereum pairs. I know a lot of people that do look to trade and build their Ethereum Ethereum stack because they like to invest in ICOs. So there's a number of different ways to do it. The optimal way to do it is really just to focus on what the best charts are. For me, I don't mind whether I'm trading against Bitcoin or Dollar Tether. I don't mind trading against Ethereum, but it needs to have enough volume. If it doesn't have enough volume, then it's very difficult and I can get some slippage on my trade. So it's worthwhile considering what your objective is. Do you want to just have dollars, in which case you can still trade against Bitcoin, for example, and just sell it straight away back to Dollar Tether. If you just want to focus on building your Bitcoin stack, then again, you can either just trade against Bitcoin or you can look to trade against everything and convert your profits back to Bitcoin. So there's a number of different ways to do this. What the most important thing to do is just to have a plan, just to know what it is that you're going to do. Once you are aware of what it is that you're going to do, then you're in the position to execute that plan, enter your trades, exit your trades, and bank whatever it is that you wish to in whatever token you'd like to. So guys, I thought I would take you through that. Just let you know some of the different options that we have that you may not be privy to. And I hope you have a great day. And I hope this was useful. Cheers, guys. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.